locked up. Amen. Uh-oh, it ain't coming on. There we go. Amen. It's good to be saved.
Amen.
Good to be here. It's good preaching, Brother Meyer. Amen. That was good. Amen. I'm glad some young men, and I guess compared to us, he is young. Amen. But I know a lot of young guys coming up. It's a blessing. Thank God. Keep the old paths going. Amen. Well, take your Bible tonight and turn to Psalm chapter 40. Psalm chapter 40. Some of the part of preaching is exhortation, and I know we ain't used to a whole lot of that nowadays because, amen, everybody's trying to instruct everybody else. And amen. A lot of preaching is just really a little seminar of good advice. But tonight, I'd just like to throw a fit. Amen. I got something to throw a fit about. Amen. Psalm chapter 40, every time I sign a Bible, I sign Psalm chapter 40, 1 through 4, and I'm going to tell you the reason I do that. One of the reasons, because I seen Brother Ryman sign it when I first got saved, so I looked and read it and seen that, and I said, amen, that'd be my life verse 2. Amen. Some guys might not do that because somebody else did it, but I do it because he did it. Amen. God rescued me. Amen. And if you're saved, he rescued you. And don't let me just shout by myself here tonight. Help me out a little bit. Amen. Psalm chapter 40, the Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Well, is there anybody here that did that? Hey, did he hear your cry? Well, man, he's worthy to be praised then about it. Thank God he did. Hey, I called on him and he heard me. What a blessing. The Bible said he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. Amen. Man, I'm glad I know who that rock is. Heard a black preacher years ago said, well, one day, brethren, they laid the rock in a rock. Oh, yes, they did. He was the rock around a rock. He was the rock above a rock. He was the rock in the middle of a rock. He said, but tonight, I'm standing on the rock of ages. Amen. The Bible said, and established my goings. Boy, I'd hate to see where this crowd would be if he hadn't established our goings. I mean, looking from he up here in this vantage point, you were headed the wrong way, pal. But God, amen, but he came along and rescued us and pulled us out and established our goings. Amen. And he hath put a new song in my mouth. Amen. I don't sing the songs I used to sing. Amen. Now we sing songs that mean something. Amen. You know, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. What in the world? We all ride in a yellow submarine? Really? Strawberry fields forever. Those fields wasn't real good. We seen some strange things in the purple haze. But he put a new song in our mouth. Amen. We don't sing, who's cheating who and who's being true and who don't even care anymore. No, man, we got a new song now. Amen. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I believe if you praise him, I believe people will get in. I've seen it. I've seen it over and over again. Brother Stephen talking about seeing the glory of God. I've seen it a few times. And it never fails when you do that, man, people get saved and the glory of God comes down. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. I've got to have it. Yeah. Man, shoot it in my veins. Yeah. I am an addict. Yeah. Amen. 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 Many shall see it and fear it, shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. Amen. Father, we come before you tonight, and Lord, thank you for a great week. Amen. All the preaching, Lord, and the singing, and God, just being around your people, and Lord, God, the fellowship of the saints, and Lord, thank you for the church. Amen. Thank you, God, that you not only rescued us, but you put us around the best people on the face of the earth. And Lord, I love you, and I thank you for what you've done for my family, and God, help us here tonight. Draw us all close to thee. God, help us to lift up that name. It's above every name. And Lord, thank you, God, again. And thank you for being able to be here. And Lord, help us. We're totally dependent upon thee. God, give us that liberty that we long for. And Lord, we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. We was at teen camp last month, I reckon, or month before last, at Shady Acres. And Brother Brad Whitbrock told a story, an illustration in his life. And I asked him if I could use it. And he agreed. So I'm going to use it. Amen. But Brother Brad said one night, him and his wife was laying in the bed and they turned on the news, the evening news, and they usually watch the news before they go to sleep. And he said they was laying there and they was watching the news and said a news story came across there. Locally, there where they lived, there in Oregon. And this was in the middle of the wintertime, cold, real cold in Oregon. And he said a news thing come across that they found that a baby had been born on the riverbank, down where all the drug addicts hang out and the homeless people and all the dregs that hang out. And there was a gal down there, and she had a baby there on the riverbank and just abandoned it. And it was a miracle, they were saying, that was even alive. And there, and covered in blood and everything, said somebody heard a baby crying, and they went over there, and by a miracle, they was able to get that baby, and they took it, they rushed to the hospital, and man, barely living. And Brother Brad said, I was watching that thing and said, man, what in the world, how could anybody do that with a baby, you know? And it kind of upset him, but then he felt the bed kind of shaking. And he looked over at his wife sitting there in the bed, and she was bawling. Just, man, crying. He said, it rocked the whole bed. And she looked over at him and says, I'm getting dressed. And said, well, what do you mean you're getting dressed? Said, I'm going down to the hospital. And he's like, what? And she said, I want that baby. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Yeah. And they went down there, and he said, for the next 2 weeks, said she stayed vigil with that baby. And they ended up, that baby's within their house now. Right. Right. Amen. Amen. And he used that verse over there, Brother Allen, in Ezekiel, where it said, when I passed by, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. Yea, in thine own blood. And you know what God said? You know what he said unto him? Live! Yeah. And you know what that little baby did, had a chance to? Live! Yeah. Hey, you know what God did with us? Hey, he brought us up out of a horrible pit. We was polluted, amen, in our own blood, in our own sin. Jesus Christ said, live. Buddy, I'm telling you, thank God we got out of the pit. It's a horrible pit, and thank God we got out of it. Amen. Don't you dare sit in church and never thank him for what he's done for you. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. That's what exhortation's all about. That's why we thank him. That's why we lift up our voice. Amen. He rescued us. He said, live. And we did. Man, I never dreamed life could be like this. I never dreamed God would come across. I never dreamed it would be this good. Thank God he got us out of the pit. Horrible pit. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. I don't know if you realized how horrible it was. or how horrible it is. Without God, without hope, without going to heaven when you die. Don't you go to hell for nobody. Some of you died right now, you split hell wide open. I'm telling you, you must be born again. If he rescued us, if he saved us, he'd save you. Amen. Amen. Horrible pit. Horrible pit. I've told this here, I don't know, 1,000 times probably. But I love it. Amen. Whenever I get to where I just want to shout about being saved, I'll use this illustration. Amen. You say, do you do that? Yeah. I picture myself running up and down the aisles. Amen. Walking on the back of the pews and everything else. Then you get up here and look at people and they're like this. And you're like, But in 1994, in Zaire, Africa, they had a civil war breakout. And they had an uprising, and there was a group, a faction, that started going through villages and killing everybody. And I don't know the number of how many hundreds of thousands of people that got killed. But these folks were going in, this rebel force was going through villages and killing everybody, man, women, children. And they called in the French Foreign Legion. And the French Foreign Legion came in, not to fight, but they came in with equipment, heavy equipment, and their job was to gather up all these dead bodies and bury them so disease wouldn't spread through the country. And they'd go into villages, and they said they'd find where they threw babies up in the air and caught them on spears, and where they'd take people and slam them up against trees. And said it was horrible, horrible what man can do to other man. And said they started taking that equipment, going to the villages and digging mass graves and burying them. And said them legionnaires got to where they couldn't even hardly sleep. Said the images of death and the horrible conditions and the bloated bodies, said it was hardly, they got to where they could hardly even speak to each other. And said one day they was in a village and they was pushing all those bodies together and gathering them. And said they had dug a mass grave about the size of this church house. And a captain of the French Foreign Legion had a bulldozer, and they were literally pushing bodies over into that grave. And said the captain looked out in the middle, shut his machine off, and shouted, there's somebody alive out there. And they said he got off his machine and got through and stepped down in that pit through all that bodies and mess and stench. And they said he crawled through there, and he reached his hands down in that mess, and he pulled out a 14-year-old boy. And that boy, they'd take a sword, and they tried to cut his head off, and they hit him on the jawbone there, and blood everywhere, and they thought he was dead, but he was knocked unconscious. And he reached his hands down, and he pulled that boy up, and he's holding him, and he had a heartbeat. And he's looking up around that ledge, and them other legionnaires had come over there because they heard the captain say something. And he's holding him there in his arms, and he's looking at all those guys, and he said, I don't know whose he is. I don't know where he came from. He said, but I'll take him. He said, his parents, no doubt, and all the people he knew is in here dead. He said, but I'll take him. I'll make him my own. But hey, if you don't realize that's what I just read, hey, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Jesus Christ saved my soul. He's the best there is. Oh, what a Savior. What a rescuer. What a salvation. What a God. He rescued us. Live. Live. Brought me out. He brought you out. Live like it. Let me rest so I don't have a heart attack. Amen. We went to Germany. What year was that we had the big camp meeting? 2000. We went to Germany and had a camp meeting in a castle.
Yeah.
Bunch of redneck old dope heads. We on our way over there, we had a layover in Paris. So here we all were in wee petty. We're sitting in Paris airport, cowboy hats and guitars, and they're all singing. Man, they didn't know what to think of all of us. But we went over there and had a camp meeting in a castle. And man alive, in one, how could we ever forget Friday morning? Friday morning, God met with us, and we shouted and ran the aisles. There was kids that worked there that on this work program that Germany has. You either go to college, the military, or do public service. Amen. That's what we ought to do in America. Amen. 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 There's kids sitting here. You ought to do something. Yes. If you ain't doing nothing, we ought to just take turns whooping the daylights out of you. How many of y'all like to do that? Amen. But these German kids, they couldn't even speak English. And they were standing in the back, Alan. And they were standing in the back while we was all shouting. And I watched them. And they was crying.
Yeah. They sure
and they were. Never even knew what we were saying.
Right. Right.
As far as they was coming, we speaking in tongues.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I seen people run the aisles and ain't never run the aisles.
Right. Right.
But in the middle of that meeting, us preachers got to go to Dachau.
Yes.
And the concentration camp they had there at Dachau. And I don't know if you're a reader of history. You ought to read something.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Some of y'all, it might help you if you read a little.
Right.
Amen. And I'm not talking about Google. That really ain't reading.
Right.
Or Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Wikipedia, whatever the world all that stuff is.
Right.
But we got to go to Dachau. And we got there and went through the gates. I'm telling you, if you're saved, you could have felt the devil in that place. There was an oppression when we went in there. I'm telling you, I don't consider myself a real spiritual man, but I'm telling you, I walked in there, I was weeping. I looked at them other preachers, and we went in there and started seeing what Adolf Hitler in Germany, Nazi Germany, did to the Jews. And it was horrible. The first thing you read about is they had a laboratory in there where they take them Jews, they put in that concentration camp, and they used them as guinea pigs.
That's right.
They would cut a woman's arm off, a grandma's arm off, and document how long it took her to bleed to death.
Yep.
They'd give them household stuff like bleach and stuff and make them drink and see what would happen. They used them as guinea pigs.
Right.
And man, I read that diabolical. How in the world?
Yeah.
How in the world could the world could let something go on like that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, folks, just like Hitler took over, that's what sin does.
Yeah. Right.
How in the world could we have let go on in ourselves what we let go on?
Yeah.
And we got in there, man, and seen these pictures where they stacked them little people in there, and they were like skeletons.
Right.
Like cordwood laying in there, and man alive. And then we got to it, and I know Brother Gary, same way I am. We got over there, and we seen them big shower rooms, but they wasn't showers. What they were was gas chambers. And they run them people in there, men, women, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas and children. And they run them in there, and they had big piles of jewelry and gold teeth and all that. And man alive, I'm telling you, my skin crawled looking at that. And we went to the other side of there, and they had these big furnaces where they put them people in and burned them. And there wasn't a preacher standing there that we wasn't weeping and crying. You say, why you even tell that? That was a horrible place. That was horrible what they done. And I'm going to tell you something. You may not realize how horrible sin is, but it is horrible.
Amen.
It gets its claws in you.
Right.
And it draws you away from God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what happens.
Amen.
And we was reading there, and there was a big part of that display and all that we was reading, and it said, Liberation Day. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Amen.
They said them Jews were in there in that concentration camp, and somebody said, well, I hear thunder off in the distance. Must be going to rain. And somebody else said, no, I don't believe that's thunder. He said, I believe that's heavy artillery.
Yep.
And you know what they started getting then? They started getting a little hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Maybe somebody is coming to the rescue. Amen. A little while longer as they're listening, somebody said, man, if I ain't mistaken, I think that's tank fire that we hear. Those are tanks that are going. And what had happened was, whoo, those Americans, they had heard about Dachau. And they got on their hands and knees and they begged their commanding officer to go liberate that concentration camp. And their commanding officer said, we cannot. It's not in our orders. It's not in our plans. We cannot go. And they begged him and they begged him. They held on to him and begged him. And finally he said, okay. And they went, buddy. And after a while, those men in there, and they was telling them ladies, that's small arms fire that we hear. And before long, amen, them American boys blew the gates off of Dachau.
Right.
And who was them Americans? They was your granddaddies and great-granddaddies, some of y'all. Amen, that greatest generation.
Yes, sir.
Buddy, they came in there, amen. You say, what'd they do to them Nazis? Woo. They killed them.
Amen.
Amen. And all them little skeletons and little mamas and daddies and all them that had almost given up, you know what they had then? They had hope.
Yeah.
And they'd been rescued.
Amen.
Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you, amen. Well, can I tell you about that liberation day when God came along and blew the gates, amen, off your life. I'm telling you, hey, we didn't refuse to go. We got out of there, amen. God rescued us. He brought us out of that horrible pit, out of that miry clay. No more dark days. No more dope. No more drunk. Amen. No more of that mess. No, no, no. Now it's church time. It's the songs of Zion. It's raising our little old youngins to live for God. It's doing what we do. Say why? He rescued us. He brought us out of a horrible pit. You know what he said? Hey, boys, live! Live! And we did. I'm done. I'm going to throw the ball in your court. Amen. How about for a little while we just thank him for what he's done for us? And if you ain't saved, why don't you come let somebody take the Bible, show you how you can be saved. Amen. Jesse, I don't know. I'm putting it in your court, buddy. Sing something. Amen. There's folks in here that they've heard about singing the songs of Zion. Is your song on the willow, your harp on the willow tree?